Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there is someone going around this country impersonating me. I didn't mind around the New England area. I didn't mind around the Washington, D.C. area, but now it's gone just a little bit too far. It wouldn't be so bad if this were just another guy. This is not just another guy. This fellow is also an entertainer. He's doing my act. He's doing my gestures. And he's using my lines. Do not ask what this country can do for you. That's one of my original lines.
That was Von Meter in the early 60s doing his impersonation of President John F. Kennedy. Here's Spike Jones with We Have No Bananas.
I need not search for precious gold. Of wealth I have my share. For with my eyes I scan the skies and find my fortune there. A host of priceless dreams unfold in songs that bluebirds sing. The earth, the sea, belong to me. I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy, an echo brings this very soft reply.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato, Long Island potato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Yes, we know you gotta die bananas. We know you gotta die banana today. But one minute, we got a new kind of the garlic. When you use this garlic, to make you stand apart from your friends. We got a 64,000 watermelon. We don't sell any, but the guy we buy them from, Mamma Mia, does he sell a watermelon? But yes, we know you gotta die bananas. Hey, why you? We know you gotta die bananas today.
Yes, we have no bananas. What's that an offer banana? Now what good is a banana split? Oh, we have muttons and buttons and kippers with zippers and pounds of devaluated pounds. Banana, S-T-I-N-K.
They ain't no stinking bananas.
Precisely, they ain't no stinking bananas. Yes, we have no bananas. Hip, hip, cheerio, and off the tree.
Yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today. We got pickles and cracks. We got bagels and lox. A bagel that's a doner dipped in cement. We got delicious canisters and kosher champagne. The kosher champagne is 2 cents plain. Pastrami, salami, matzos, and jam. You should pardon the expression. We even got ham, but yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today.
Here is another great, fantastic old song that'll get your foot to tapping. It's Ronnie Hawkins doing his version of Down in the Alley.
Rockin' and reeling, we'll get that feeling down in the alley, just you and me. I'll plant you now and dig you later, 'cause you're a fine, sweet. potato. We'll have a ball, and that ain't all. Down in the alley, just you and me.
Here's that funny guy again, Vaughn Meter, with the First Family Conference.
Well, I think that if we are all finished with our meal, we could begin with the business at hand. Now, just one statement to clear up something that came before concerning the rate of economic growth. Therefore, I think that it is not with too much concern that I say a raise from 25 to 35 is not completely out of accord when compared to the current financial deficit on hand. Now, I trust that answers once and for all that question about your allowance, Caroline. next question.
Yes, I should like to ask a question.
Would you stand, please?
Yes, I should like to ask a question about...
Would you identify yourself, please?
I'm your wife. And I should like to ask the following question. Vom kaya toi, Zushan.
Speak English, Jackie.
I noticed that you didn't touch your salad, either at dinner tonight or at dinner last night. Would you tell me why, please?
Well, let me say this about that. Now, number one, in my opinion, the fault does not lie as much with the salad as it does with the dressing being used on the salad. Now, let me say that I have nothing against the dairy industry itself. However, I would have preferred it if in the future we stuck to coleslaw. Next question, yes, the baby in the front row, baby John. Well, I believe that I answered that at dinner last night. Now, here's what I said at that time. Oody wah bitty boo da 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 nani. Yes, the next question.
Yes, I should like to ask a question regarding the daily bath.
I identify yourself, please.
Yes, I'm the house nurse.
All right, nurse, you move ahead with your question.
Well, there seems to be some confusion as to the toys to be taken into the bathtub. Carolyn's toys are getting mixed up with John's, and I should like to know once and for all whose toys are whose.
Yes, well, the vice president, Mr. The vice president gave me... make a judgment on that. Now, I was given a list of the toys to be appropriated for tub use. We have 18 PT boats, 3 Yogi Bear beach balls, 2 Howdy Doody plastic bouncing clowns, a ball of silly putty, and a rubber swan. Now, 9 of the PT boats, 2 of the Yogi Bear beach balls, a ball of silly putty, belong to Caroline. 9 of the PT boats, 1 of the Yogi Bear beach balls, and 2 Howdy Doody plastic bouncing clowns are Baby John's. The rubber swan is mine. Next question.
Your wife. And in regard to our grocery bill, I think food prices for this house are way out of control. Would you care to comment on that?
Yes, let me say this about that. Now, I noticed the other night when we had King Saud and all of his wives to dinner, you served the 79-cent spread instead of margarine. You think you overlooked a considerable savings there, because you can't really tell the difference between margarine and the 79 higher price spread. And believe me, if you can, King Saud can't. Time for one final question.
Me, Daddy.
I had my hand up first.
You did not. I had my hand up first.
You did not, Caroline. I had my hand up first.
No, you did not. I had my hand up first.
Now I want you youngsters to stop fighting among yourselves. Go ahead, Bobby. I think you were first.
I should like to straighten out the,
Would you stand, please, Bob?
I would like to discuss yesterday's touch football game with you. On 3 different occasions, I was tackled. Once by Senator Dirksen, once by Senator Goldwater, and once by you, Mr. Hoffa. Now, as Attorney General, I can tell you that a tackle in touch football is illegal, and you should have called a penalty.
Yes, Bob, you are the Attorney General, but when you play here, you play by my rules, or you don't play at all. And I guess you know why.
Why?
Because it's my ball, that's why.
As you experience your difficulties in life, keep in mind that every flower has to grow through the dirt. Here's Wanda Jackson with Kansas City.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Got some crazy little fellas there, I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner to wave you street and vine. I'm gonna be standing on the corner to wave you street and vine with my Kansas City baby and my bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I might take a train, I might take a plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Got some crazy little fellas there, I'm gonna give me one. Oh yeah, don't you know, Buster? I'm gonna be standing on the corner to Wayo Street and Vine. I'm gonna be standing on the corner to Wayo Street and Vine with my Kansas City baby and my bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, if I stay with that man, I know I'm gonna die. Gotta find a brand new baby, and that's the reason why I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Got some crazy little fellas there, I'm gonna get me one. Got some crazy little fellas there, I'm gonna get me one. Got some crazy little fellas there, I'm gonna get me one. Some crazy little fellas there, how am I gonna get me one, just one.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show this hour. I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and also 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. And the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County in Cairo, West Virginia. That stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, Oldies Radio 88.com, and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina, and out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio. Also out of Florida, Q-Star Radio, and out of Occidental, California, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, and Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7 FM. And there's AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California, AM 520 The Loop, and 88.1 WCPR. Both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia. Andrews Community Radio out of Andrews, North Carolina. Beautiful country there. Classic Hits AM 1630 out of Denver, Colorado. And thanks to all my European cousins, The Music Player yesterday out of the United Kingdom. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N.com. Check out the blog. Send me an email. Let me know how much you're enjoying the program.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his sports car to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing a wrong. Just to show you what can happen, a friend came running to Frankie, said, you know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in his Jaguar with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, and if he was your man, honey, let me tell you, he was doing you wrong. Let me tell the story. Frankie ran around the corner and peeped in a swinging place, and there she saw Johnny with the woman. He had his arm around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right. But Frankie could see that he was doing her wrong. And oh, let me tell you, Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and up with a long 44. She shot once, twice, three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right. But she shot him because she was doing her wrong. But the last thing he told her was, Frankie, you know I love you. Why? Honey, why did you do that, Frankie? I was telling her about you, Frankie. You know I love you, Frankie. You know that I love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Frankie, you know good and well that I love you, Frankie. I'll always love you, baby, Frankie. You know I can't do without you, Frankie. You know I love you, I'm your man.
That was Mr. Sam Cooke with Frankie and Johnny. Mark Twain, the illustrious classic author, once said that the two most important days in a man's life are the day he's born and the day he finds out why. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to remind you to make some memories. Now here's that redheaded stranger, Mr. Willie Nelson, with Bonaparte's Retreat.
Town way down in Texas, beneath the stars up above. She was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. And I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's Retreat. And all the world was bright as I held her hand that night. And I heard her say, don't you ever go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. And I kissed her while the guitars played Bonaparte's Retreat. Kissed her while the guitars played the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Thank you so much for spending this hour with me right here on The Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to leave you with this thought. No matter what you do or where you go, leave a lot of happy tracks. Now, that being said, I'm going to leave you with a song that I recorded back in 2001 in a small studio in Southeast Missouri. This is called Happy Tracks. I'll see you next time right here on this fantastic station.
Leave a lot of happy tracks as you go down life's road. Leave a lot of happy tracks everywhere you go. Leave a lot of happy tracks and keep this in mind. Others will have to follow in the path you leave behind. I know that you've heard people say many, many times, you don't pass through this world, but once you get yours, I get mine. But I've got a philosophy I believe I'd rather go by. And if you'll just listen, you may want to give it a try. Leave a lot of happy tracks as you go down life's road. Leave a lot of happy tracks everywhere you go. Leave a lot of happy tracks and keep this in mind. Others will have to follow in the path you leave behind. As you walk the tangled streets of life, notice your fellow man, and when he gets in trouble, lend him a helping hand. Sow good seeds in your field of life, and as you go along, others will reap your happiness a long time after you're gone. Don't ever use a good friend for a personal gain. To gain wealth and lose one friend would only be in vain. Let your happy tracks be many, leave them everywhere you go. Others will have to harvest each and every seed you sow. Leave a lot of happy tracks as you go down life's road. Leave a lot of happy tracks everywhere you go. Leave a lot of happy tracks and keep this in mind. Others will have to follow in the path you leave behind. Leave a lot of happy tracks. Leave a lot of happy tracks.